Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock, great to have you with us. What we're talking about is simple. A couple of GMs spoke today, and you just don't hear the words championship or title or World Series or... And again, David, recomb the Greenberg interview. I listened to about 7 minutes of it. I didn't hear World Series or championship. Trajan Langdon spoke today.
He used the other C word, continuity.
Yeah, continuity and consistent success or whatever. I mean, it's all, I just want to know if you wish the teams in this town would talk the way you want them to talk, like they do in other cities. And this idea that, what, if I say it, I'm accountable? Well, yeah, that's how being an adult works. Because why, Kenny?
That is what the money's for.
That's right. So I'm asking you guys. And no, I don't think you need to go out there like LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh with pyrotechnics. Not one, not two. No, but the idea is the only thing we should care about in this town is parades. I will say it to you again, both as... someone who's worked in this industry my entire life, and I think I have a pretty good understanding of the landscape. I am fortunate enough that I work in one of the five best sports cities in America. And it's always funny when you come up in this game, people are like, oh, how come you're in Detroit? It's like, well, where should I be? What, some bum-ass town like Houston, Dallas, Miami? Yeah, right, Miami, you can't even launch a sports station because you got to have bilingual. Like D.C., L.A., Seattle, those fake-ass towns, there's five sports towns that matter. Chicago, New York, Philly, Boston, and here. So my point to you is those towns operate in a very specific way, championship or bust. I don't understand how here we've gotten to a place where fans are drinking the bathwater for all four teams for, quote, let's be consistently good. Well, we joke with David about what being consistently good is. He ain't happy. Rico's team's been consistently good. Hey, let's check the Lombardi hotline. You happy? No, let me help you. You look miserable. The bottom line is, why don't our GMs in this town say it? Trajan Langdon today, we can play the audio. Not asking him to go out there in a bathrobe and just say casually we're winning it all next year. No, it's not what I'm speaking of. I'm asking, like right now, anytime we bring up topics about making a move, everyone in this town is like, well, you know, let's just take our time. They're also, everyone's like scared.
Or trust in the GM. They know more about it than you guys do.
Great. Show me the parade. And again, look, the Lions, they're going to be very, very good. But I don't know that they're going to be anywhere near as good as last year. And they didn't really do anything to get a whole lot better. Yet, I'd say 75% of the fan base is like, man, great offseason. Now, the Pistons had this wonderful turnaround. I have said to you, I do not want to do something stupid. I don't want to do one of these all-in, empty-the-cupboards things. But what I do want is an aggressive, calculated move. Let's get better.
Yeah, I mean, you saw that with the Tigers. All of a sudden, unexpectedly, they went to the playoffs, had some success, and in the offseason, they made a try.
They tried.
To do something, and it's the same for the Pistons.
But okay. Now it's about the deadline.
Right.
But when Greenberg was on today, and again, if it was said, and I missed it, tell me, I did not hear the words World Series, parade. Like, that's what we want from our teams. I don't know how we arrive here where all of a sudden that's sacrilege for a GM to say, yeah, the goal is a championship. Otherwise, what the hell am I doing here? Like, I don't get it. So that's what we're talking about. We had two GMs out there speaking today. Neither, I mean, it's like cooties. It's like a dirty word. You can't say it. But you know what you can say? Gabagool. Thank you, Jameis Winston, for ending any hope I have anytime the Giants are mentioned on this show. That audio. David, you can put it on my board. I can't promise I'm going to play it a lot. Gabagool.
I'm just waiting for the day he's named starting QB. No, but as far as the GMs, I said it before. I think it starts a clock that they don't want to start because now they're on the hook for that. Now they can be questioned. Now you can say, well, are you making championship moves? Was this leading towards a championship?
Well, here's the other question.
But if you don't do that.
Okay, so here's the other question. Answer this. Is ownership the problem? Yeah. What's more important in this town to the owners, money or championships? Collectively, not singling out anyone. Collectively, scale. Be the spirit of Detroit for me. Scales of justice. Which one's money? Which one's championships?
Well, if you notice, the arms aren't even on the spirit of
That's kind of where I'm at.
I think more towards money. Championships are just something fun if we can obtain. But I want to keep the checks coming in.
Let's go to Jason 97.1. Jay, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Mike?
How are you,
sir?
What's
going on, Rico?
Hey.
You guys are basically saying everything that I'm thinking. You know, accountability is the main thing. I don't think that if you come out right out and say, we're going after championships, we're going after rings and parades and things like that, the things that you're doing in the draft and the things that you're not doing in the draft and all those other things are going to be scrutinized heavily. Like, what is this? And why didn't you do this? So I think it's a lot of that, but then it's also a combination of the generation that comes behind us, you and me, Mike, because we're in the same age group. They don't have loyalty to team. So to hold pressure to a GM, that's going to be more us and the people that come before us. But the guys and gals that come behind us, they don't have loyalty to team. They have more loyalty to player. Like, okay, I like this player.
Yeah.
Or I like that player. But they don't really care so much whether or not this team does well. So it's that. And then the other question that you asked, whether or not the owners were culpable, they are culpable. And the reason why, they don't care anything about championships, not in this city. Because if you look around this city, you know that everybody in this city is all about money. And that's all they care about. So, I mean, it's all of that.
Jason, it's why I asked the question, and it's just really about what you guys want and what you guys say. You know, I mean, Jason, right. I've been here my whole adult life. I am who I right. am. I can't be anybody else. But like, right. even if you ask me today, Jason, well, damn, why were you so angry the Celtics lost to the Knicks? You won the championship last year. Yeah, you know what? I'm trying to do it again. I'm trying to do it again.
Right.
Because the only thing that matters for the Boston Celtics, championship. I mean, that's it. And it's like, I know it sounds crazy as a Giants fan, who they're usually right. terrible until they win it all. But the only thing that matters, right. win it. Yankees, win it. I'm an Islanders fan. They haven't won it since I was in diapers. I don't care. This is all I care about. We had a guy call in earlier. Well, do you really want Michigan State to win a national title? Why are you playing if that's not the goal? What's the point? We ain't here to play school anymore. No, that much is clear.
No, because here's the thing. Let's just say, I'm going to say something and you're going to say mean things.
I will say nothing of the sort.
Hypothetically speaking,
yes.
They all of a sudden start making the college football playoff and they don't win it all. After a while, you're going to get sick of it saying, well, yeah. What's going on? You don't believe me? Look at the basketball team. What's the biggest knock on the team? You haven't won a title in 27 years, 26 years.
Oh, but
years.
What about sustained success?
Am I happy with MSU hoops? No.
I give you 06-14 for the Tigers. Oh, everyone looks back. Wonderful years. We went to the World Series twice.
There you go.
But we did not win anything. Okay,
no. David, let me give you a wet wipe for all that sustained success.
Hold on. But David, here's why I'm not going to get angry at that. Because they went for it. Now, they just didn't get it done.
That's fair.
But
right.
They made
that
trades.
Is fair.
The
they
old man
deals.
Did everything he could.
They did everything they could. They just didn't win it on the field. If you give me that, I'm not going to get mad at the general manager because you did everything that you possibly could.
I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. And it seems like GMs in this town have the mentality of, we can just... Put it our way.
But Kenny, I think the fans are emulating it because that when you defend that type of attitude, you're going, well, what do you know? What, I hear it all the time when I'm listening to the morning show because they do different topics than we do. And look, they put up with stuff we don't. Like people are calling in and they're like, yeah, but guys, listen, what if it doesn't work? Hear me out. My immediate response would be, yeah, and what if it does? Goodbye. Like, what? It's always what if it doesn't?
And guess what?
What if it does?
It's not working now. Show me a championship. Anybody. Well, Bueller.
So
Gabagool.
Yes,
Gabagool.
That's what David Gorman. If you put in the work and you don't win, I'm not going to sit here and be like, you promised me a title. Man, you did everything you could. Like, I can't get, like John Lynch, you've done everything. You just haven't won. But man, you've tried. Gabagool. 97-1. So the question we have is, why does it look like, seems like, feels like you can't get the teams around here to just say championship? I know they want it, but why won't they say it? Because to me, I think once you do, you put yourself on a clock. If you keep the bar low, there's longevity, there's paychecks, everybody's happy. You put yourself on championship, every move will get scrutinized. Every move goes under the microscope. That's what we are. David, a couple ticket texts before we get to your phone calls. 248-539-9797.
If I hear another form of wait for the kids or can't block the kids, I'm going to kick a puppy. All four GMs are just clones of each other.
Let me stop you.
Please don't kick that puppy.
We're not kicking puppies.
We do not do that.
Okay? No. No. Just no.
Someone says, F a sustained success. Give me a championship. Someone else on the other side of it. Sports are fun to watch. Give me one or two championships of a main four and U of M in 10 years, but experiences are worth more than 30 seconds of utopia with a championship. Whew. People will start to get fed up, but here's the thing. It doesn't matter what the majority of the fans think as long as 75% of them show up there to buy $9 beers. That's all that matters. Consistently good sucks, signed a Purdue basketball fan. Okay. Mike is dead on. Goal is to stay in business, is to outperform your customers' expectations. If you don't say championship, then the customers won't be disappointed.
Okay. No, look, it's just when you have two GMs speak on the same day, and we had Eiserman a week ago, it just, you're not hearing the magic word. And I wonder if that, A, do you even care? But B, does it annoy you the way it annoys me? Otherwise, what the hell's all of it for? Let's go over to Jordan, 97.1. Jordan, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey, good, man.
Good to hear it. So I wanted to kind of ask you guys a question because you guys are, the context you're putting under this argument is that, like, everything's done and gone. We've been good for a while. We never won a title. Isn't the whole point to be good enough to compete for said title so you do have chances at it? I mean, the whole thing with the MLB is like you just have to be good enough to get to the dance. I don't want them to be middling. I want to win championships. I want the GMs to aim for championships. But I'm not upset for them putting competitive teams on the field. The whole point is to get to the dance and then see what you do in the dance.
Right. No one's arguing that. But when they don't talk about winning championships and then they don't do the things that are necessary to win a championship, I'm kind of left going, what are we doing? I mean, like, who would you say right now is all in? And you can't say the Lions because they didn't even use all their cap space.
Ironically enough, I've been super critical of them, but the Tigers kind of are. I mean, they put money in on Bregman that I didn't really expect.
Yeah, they tried, and you know what?
Going in on free agents.
Jordan, if they go out at the trade deadline and do something, not an all-in, but like a move. Let's say, look, they need a shortstop. You agree with me there, right? If they go out and they make that type of move, I will agree with you 100%. They at least tried this offseason.
What does that look like to you guys? What would be a success for the Lions, for the Pistons? Is it trading for Zion? Is it, you know, is it going to get an edge for the Lions? Like, yeah. What's the one resounding move that you'll see and you'll go, okay, now I know they're serious?
Yeah, I think if the Pistons...
I don't know that it's necessarily one solid move.
No, I think it's a mindset. And I think it's also about, okay, with the Pistons. Everyone in this town, not you, Jordan, but like everyone is like, well, we want to keep everybody together and develop. If you look at the Pistons, they can't keep everyone together and not be over the cap and be nowhere close to a title. What I want is for Trajan Langdon to identify the couple pieces he refuses to get rid of. Everything else is on the table, and let's get Cade a Robin, and let's move this thing forward. And what that name is?
I love that as well, but you kind of look at OKC, they did the same thing. They just stockpiled a bunch of decent guys, and then once they had come through a little bit of development, then you trade for the pieces you need, and you throw it off from there.
Wait, hold on. They didn't stockpile decent people. Now, come on. They had Chet Holmgren. They had SGA, who's the MVP of the league. They have 8 million first-round picks. They went out and spent a boatload on Hartenstein this offseason. Like, I mean, Jordan, I'm just saying that. Come
on. The final product. They've spent the past couple of seasons building into these picks. SGA has not been this good up until this season. He's been building up to this.
SGA's been awesome for multiple years, man. Jordan, look, the bottom line is fine.
But he's not at an MVP level like he was this year. This year is like his official announcement.
Okay, right. Here's the level he's been at. Better than Cade. And he's been that for a while. Jordan, the whole point is, you know what they're going to do after this, whether they win the title or not? And this proves my point. They're going to package a million of those picks, and they're going to add more to more because they want to be a dynasty. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole thing, Jordan. I'm not asking the Pistons to go all in. I'm asking them to do something because an offseason that includes Malik Beasley, a Dennis Schroeder pity deal, and just letting it simmer, that doesn't work either. Same thing for the Wings. You got screwed in the lottery. You dropped again. You got the 13th pick. Take the pick, duct tape it to an atom bomb, and detonate it. Trade the pick, trade prospects, add to this team. Sign a Mitch Marner. Let's go. I mean, that's what it's about, Jordan. And ultimately, look, OKC can do it a different way than you. They have Sam Presti running that organization. You don't. It is totally different.
Yeah, just so he knows, 2 years ago, SGA was fifth in voting. Last year, he was second, and he's going to win it this year. Yeah. So I say that's three pretty great years.
Yeah. I mean, he just – I guess I didn't understand what he's just saying, though. They just kind of developed and just got okay talent, and they just waited long enough. Like, no. For me, he asked the question, Lions, and he answered all of his questions. Edge rusher, Tigers, get a shortstop. Pistons, go get a second score. Wings, go get somebody for the first line. Like, there's things you can do.
Wings, anything. Give me anything.
Goalie.
No,
goalie,
like defense.
Like the Wings is really interesting because while they are the furthest away, I think they have the easiest pathway to a justifiably seismic summer. It's whether they're willing.
You know what's funny about the Wings, and I just thought about this when the sustainable winning cup came up. What's the biggest complaint that people have about us criticizing Steve Yzerman? Well, Ken Holland left him a big mess. What was Ken Holland trying to do? Continue that playoff streak
sustained
and win.
Sustained success.
So we dug our own grave with this one, boys.
Kenny, you just had to finish that with a gabagool.
Kenny brought it home.
Wow. Yeah. We'll give Jordan the last word, 97.1. Jordan, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I totally agree with you, the point you're making about these guys not saying championship. I really thought the Lions, I thought they were going to go all in. You know, what would it take to go all in, go get a guy like, you know, Miles Garrett, Trey Hendrickson? Maybe not one of those guys, but one of those big caliber guys. I really thought we'd see that this offseason, and we did not. So I don't feel that they're all in yet, especially what you said about the cap space.
Yeah. I mean, that, and again, I'm not saying, oh, my God, you think they're doing terrible. No, I'm not saying that at all. But when you have like $40 million in cap space. I don't know what to tell you. You're saving it for the shopping list next year. I mean, Brad Holmes already told you, well, we have bills coming due. Who cares? Are we in the best position to win it all this year or not? I don't think we are. I think they're in a decent spot, a good spot. But Jordan, no team that's all in. Like, can you imagine the shows they'd be doing in places like Buffalo, Philly, some of these other markets, if Howie Roseman was leaving all this cap space on the table?
Oh, yeah, they'd have a field day with that.
Yeah, so it just, that's the thing for me. I get nervous where I'm going, what is the ultimate goal here? And if it's not to win a championship, then I'm sorry. That just doesn't work for me. We'll see.
Yeah. As I stated, I don't think that they want to attach their name to that because with that comes the pressure. Mike, I know what you're going to say. It's part of the job, but also not getting fired is part of the job.
Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything. Rieger, I would say Wojo, but I don't see Bob. David, ticket text coming in, and we'll talk to the gentleman here momentarily.
Yeah, Wojo just arrived at 5:49.
Wow, a whole 9 minutes before broadcast.
Hey, I just have to be here by 6.
Yikes.
I agree with Rico's take. It's easy to talk the talk, but fan bases will go rabid if GMs don't follow up with their words.
Oh, you mean accountability? You hate to see it.
I agree with you, Mike, but it's about putting fans in the stands to make money. I agree it should be about championships, but it's not about that anymore. Just get them in the seats.
Yeah,
be relevant.
Maybe I'm a dinosaur. It's possible. Maybe I'm just too old school about it. It doesn't mean you're wrong.
No, you know what? Yes and no. I think one of the callers put it best. I think nowadays people are more on individuals rather than teams. Where you grew up, it was about the team and not necessarily the individual.
Yeah, like I hated Eli Manning, but I love the Giants.
Right.
You root for the helmet. I don't give
but
a damn about who you are.
But now you follow your favorite player. So, hey, I'm a Cavs fan. I'm a Heat fan. No, I'm a Lakers fan. I'm a Cavs fan. Like, wherever LeBron is, that's your favorite team.
Well, yeah, I have a name for those people, but it's not Arrow.
I'm just saying, I think that's a lot of the generation.
I can just
now
tell you it's got something to do with your ass. Yes, David.
Gabagoo.
Gabagoo.
The Tigers were swept by the bad Baltimore Orioles, throwing JV, Scherzer, and Price. Going all in means nothing if you don't win.
Right, but at least you can say you tried.
Trying is all that matters. Just
that's all.
Try.
Like, look. We all want the same thing, right? Lions win the Super Bowl. But if they don't, you're going to look right back to, why did we leave cap space on the table? Why didn't we do X, Y, and Z? Mm-hmm. See, it's much easier to say we did X, Y, and Z and it just didn't happen than it is to say we just didn't. And it's the same thing. Look, if the Pistons go out, have a really good year next year, and they're the 4 seed, and they lose in the first round of the playoffs again, and they do nothing, and they brought the band back together, you're going to be asking, well, why didn't we do a little more? Versus you try.
Because the same will happen with the Lions. If they make it, they're a wild card team and they don't win, or they're out in the first round, all of this, well, we let you cook, Brad, and you did nothing.
Thank you. Yes. Now that we can add to the board. The Jameis Thanksgiving gabagool, that's the one I probably need on here. That. Yes.
Yeah, apparently caller Ed called the morning show.
I'm going to have to find that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I heard that live.
Somebody out.
Yeah, he was very upset with both John and Jim, and Jim's like, excuse me, can you just say Thanksgiving? It was good.
Oh, your callers are cheating on you now? Whoa. By the way, who did you guys install as a Pope favorite? I was listening a little bit. Do we have one?
Look, I am rooting for White Smoke, Black Pope. I want the dude from Ghana, Peter Forkson, at plus 600.
Okay, so hold on. Yeah. The brother in Pope fact, is still in the running?
Yes.
Whoa.
And we also have an American Pope who I think is from Detroit.
Oh, really?
Oh, shut up.
That's live from the conclave.
No, this is very
exciting. How'd they do with the combine, the Pope combine?
I'm just hoping that both teams play hard.
Both popes play hard.
Right.
You don't care?
I heard there's a hell of an NIL package on the table for whoever wins.
And whoever loses is going to hit the portal.
Yeah, that's true. The Pope portal.
The papal portal.
Papal portal. Mike, you're very nervous tonight, aren't you?
About what?
Your little Celtics.
There's no reason to be nervous. You guys will smoke them.
They should. It's been weird, though, all the road teams winning.
I know.
Winning,
and
but
and
they
honestly,
should smoke them now.
Exactly. But here's the other. There are two things.
Yeah.
A, the other teams shoving their head up their own ass, that actually made me feel better about my team.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Like the Celtics collapse was so awful, and then I'm like, oh, look, the Cavs is worse. but then the other thing is that you go back and look at it. Nothing about game one was sustainable for either team. Are the Celtics really going to have that many open threes and simply not hit them?
No.
ESPN was just doing a thing. Are the Celtics and the way they played in game one an embarrassment to basketball?
To a point.
Kind of, yeah.
The one that got me really shake was last night was minus Steph. Yeah, and the Warriors just go out there and
what happened to Big Mouth Anthony Edwards? Oh, yeah. I want all the smoke. You got 1 point at halftime.
Right. Now, fourth quarter, he scored. But, like, he was 0-for-13 at one point.
The Minnesota Timberwolves have the worst two-game three-point percentage in the history of the NBA playoffs.
Oh, my God. Well, that Cavs collapse was
you hate to see
beyond anything we've seen in a while.
Yeah, so no,
I'd be willing to give up a Celtics loss if it meant Toronto lost.
But here's the other thing. I don't think the Celtics won the championship. I honestly think if they made the final, Oklahoma City will murder us.
You know what?
I don't know if OKC makes it.
Then I have a different opinion.
I'm not riding off the Nuggies either.
Okay, we'll take...
That's what I'm saying. Like Denver's.
You haven't heard this?
Who is that?
Jameis Winston. After a month of being the Giants quarterback, he's now an Italian aficionado. Okay, he's saying Gabagool.
Jameis Winston.
Play it again.
He's going to fit right in.
Oh, my God.
He is.
Okay, right around Thanksgiving
time. I'll ask you guys the question before we leave.
Yeah.
At some point,
stay a little longer.
Will Jameis take over for Russell Wilson?
No.
No. Maybe.
Yeah,
He will.
Oh, God.
And I keep thinking.
Every year he does. And then every year you're like, will he be the starter next year?
You know
year?
What? There may or may not be a Football Friday with me wearing a Winston jersey.
Oh, I like that. And he'll wear a Jackson Dart jersey.
No.
No?
No, definitely not.
No?
No. I don't know if he'll be any good.
I thought you liked him.
He's fine enough, but I have no idea if he'll be any good. The GMs don't know what quarterbacks are going to be good. Why am I going to pin my hopes to him?
Unbelievable.
Plus, I got a thing about Utah-born quarterbacks in New York.
Fair you got to think about everybody, I feel.
Yeah.
They're like, bald superstars can't win a championship.
Hey, argue it.
You can't.
What bald
ginger quarterbacks can't have success?
What ginger idiot quarterback has hoisted the Lombardi?
I'll hang up and listen. Idiot quarterback. So wait, is Andy Dalton? He's an idiot too. Yeah. Okay,
well, kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
No quarterback that looks like celebrity chef Bobby Flay has ever hosted the Lombardi.
Troy Aikman. I kind of feel Troy Aikman at times was close to a ginger.
No, he wasn't.
You're making things up.
Unbelievable.
Right, we're out of here.
We'll get into the Pistons a little bit, and we have a great conundrum taking the morning show's conundrum and making it better.
Yeah, and I got to go after Jansen and Heather.
Oh,
he
wants to kill
them. I mean, those were some lame opinions.
He does.
I stopped caring 60 seconds ago.
Oh.